This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest is a DJ who's had a string of sold-out shows under his belt, including recent triumphs at iconic venues like Printworks in London and the Horden Pavilion in Sydney, and continues to grow his reputation as the ultimate party starter. And now they're turning up the energy for the next run of headline shows right across Australia. It's called Get Ready for 100% Bangers. Tom Loudens is Sydney DJ behind the Hot Dub Time Machine project. Tom, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
I love the name, Hot Dub Time Machine. How did that come about?
Well, look, when I came up with Hot Dub in 2011, it seemed like a funny pun and something that wouldn't amount to much. And now it's my whole life job and everything. So, yeah, I came up with the show and decided I wanted to be time traveling. I put a post on Facebook saying, what should I call it? It's a time traveling dance party. Someone said Hot Dub Time Machine. And now it's my job.
Love it. Now, what you play bangers from all these decades. What makes a banger? What classifies a song as a banger, do you reckon?
Well, that's what I love. That is the question, because you're referring to this, a great clip from Parks and Rec where one of the guys on the show talks about, you know, are any acoustic instruments used? It is not a banger. That's not the way that I look at it. I think like any song can be a banger in the right context. Like the Home and Away theme is a banger. You know, Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, banger. Also, TNT by AC/DC, banger. Like I find that what makes a banger is how it makes you feel, and if it makes you feel good, it's a banger.
I was having a conversation with someone who's quite younger than me, and they said it's not bangers, it's bops. That must be a new word.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure if bops. I think Ali was probably going to have some bops at the malt shop. I think your young friend maybe.
Banger's definitely
everything
better.
Everything comes back though, doesn't it?
Now, you're back with a brand new show celebrating the best in dance music from 1962 right through to the current year. How do younger audiences react when they hear a dance banger from the 1960s and 70s?
Yeah, great. I think it's one of those great things that we forget as we get older, how into music you are when you're younger. Like when you're 17, you are as excited about Led Zeppelin as you are about anything. I finished school in the 90s. And so, but you know, it doesn't mean that I wasn't into the Beatles and the Stones and all that kind of stuff. Like I think every generation of kids discovers those classic songs and discovers those classic artists. And the kids today, there's no difference. Like there's no difference between an 18-year-old now. They're still as excited as I and know of those songs as we did. So yeah, it works.
You started weaving the decades together, I think, at the Dance Through the Decades party. Is it hard to merge the decades into one sort of seamless flow?
No, it's actually like this. It's like probably the one good idea I will ever come up with in my whole life. I started at like the Sydney Fringe Festival in 2011, and I used to DJ at Melbourne Comedy Fest. I'd do gigs at Hi-Fi Bar and places like that. And I always felt like a show should have a narrative. And because DJ sets, you know, every DJ says that they're taking a journey, but I take it quite literally. And as you move from old music to new music, you get this momentum that builds throughout the night. People start recognizing songs and it pulls everybody together. And then by the time you get to the more modern stuff, which tends to be more dance music focused, more intense, it just sounds more intense, the energy's high. You know, it has this nice progression throughout the night and leads to the best party ever.
It sounds like you build them up and they almost explode at the end.
That's the idea.
Now, you promised the best party ever. Describe what it's like at a 100% bangers party.
Okay. Hot Dub Time Machine. I've been doing this show for a while now. What's it like? It's like a bunch of people getting together to just have fun. It's about so many music events are about what's happening on stage, and it is about that. But it's also about what's happening in the crowd. It's about singing along. It's about dancing. It's about connecting with the other people in the crowd. And I'm on stage, you connect with you. Also, everything is visual, so it's a big, there's really high production. Everything sounds good. But it's very much that feeling of kind of just fun and dancing, you know, just dancing your ass off for like 2 hours and singing along And if you don't like what I'm playing now, you will like it in 30 seconds time.
Yeah, just hang around. You get all the decades. You've also played at major sporting events, including the Australian Open. Is it harder to get a sporting audience like the Open, for example, to get into the party spirit than it is at the dance party?
Oh, look, I'll stand in front of anyone these days. I've done all kinds of stuff. I did Summer Nats in Canberra, which is like a big car festival. It's like, I've played Alice Springs. I've done all kinds of stuff. And yeah, I like that. I know. I like standing in front of people going, what are the songs that's going to make this party go off? And I think that's the job of the DJ, to have like your antennas up and look out at the room and to feel the energy of the room and work out what they want. What is the perfect sound song that's going to bring everybody together? And yeah, that's what I love.
I love that you said that, because there's nothing worse. You're at a party, the music's playing, they play some crappy song, the dance floor's empty, and the DJ doesn't even notice.
Yeah, no, I don't. I very much believe that you should be looking at the crowd the whole time. From the moment I walk on stage, I'm looking at people, I'm trying to connect with them. Like, a lot of performers are looking down, and that's okay. You know, some genres and some types of DJs want to be hidden behind the LED. That's not what I do. I want to connect with the crowd. I want to look in people's faces and see how they're reacting to songs, and try to make everybody smile and try to get everybody involved and try to play something that's going to resonate with the people over there or the people down the front. And that's the joy of it to me.
So the Hot Dub Time Machine is touring Australia. Where are you going? Which cities?
Yeah, I'm going everywhere except the NT. So every capital city. I'm very excited for Melbourne though. Obviously I'm playing Festival Hall down there. I've never played there in Melbourne before. And I haven't done a big proper show in Melbourne for quite some time, so I'm really pumped about that.
And Festival Hall...
Yeah, Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, all that kind of stuff.
Festival Hall's got so much history as well in Melbourne, and we nearly lost it for music, so it's great that you're playing there as well.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I thought of it, but it got saved, it is.
Yeah, which is great. Now, Tom, I've got to ask you, before we wrap it up, we have on Fridays just 80s and 90s hits here on Joy 94.9. What's your favourite 80s or 90s hit? I'm going to play it for you.
You look, at the moment, I'm very into Last Night a DJ Saved My Life.
Oh.
Indeed. My favourite bit is the bit where they cross to the DJ and like the girls who are rapping cross to the DJ and he goes, there ain't a problem with that. I can't fix because I can do it in the mix. Like, this is such a wonderful early 80s little segment of hip-hop. It's a delight.
Love it. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Great to be back on Joy. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. That is Tom Lowndes, the Sydney DJ behind the Hot Dub Time Machine project. Check it out. Here it is. Last Night a DJ Saved My Life.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.